It appears by releasing this, because obviously they thought long and hard, are we going to release this? To whose benefit is it to release the images? And it shows him rehearsing over and over again the speeches that he's going to give on the video. Now, he was known as this charismatic speaker, a very brilliant speaker. To show someone rehearsing that slightly puts a dent in that. As Robert said, the beard is dyed. You could argue that there's a slight ego thing going on there. So I think they're just trying to dent the image a little bit. As for the impact on Al-Qaeda's leadership, I think it's minimal. The Al-Qaeda leadership already has chosen its new leader. It's Ayman al-Zawahiri, because it's automatic. In the rules and regulations of Al-Qaeda, everyone that swears loyalty to the leader, no matter who they are. That was always the way it was done. So the moment he was killed, the number two, according to the regulations, Ayman al-Zawahiri, becomes the leader, and all the loyalty is to him. Now, there is a process where they can choose to elect a new leader. Now, to do that, they need to be in contact with each other. They need to break cover. And here's where I think the video also plays in. If the Americans are saying openly, this is a treasure trove of information, the best thing we've ever got, it's going to spook the Al-Qaeda leadership. Some of them might decide to move quickly because they think they know where I am. Some of them will go to ground and not be able to operate. So whether or not there is a treasure trove of information, the Americans have put it out there that there is in order to have a reaction by the Al-Qaeda leadership. So I think that statement, and then proving, yeah, look how much we've got, we've even got this video, I think is designed to spook the Al-Qaeda leadership.
In all the information that they've gleaned, there will be nuggets, golden nuggets, as they call them, as to where other elements of the leadership are.
Undoubtedly. There'll be all sorts of things which, you know, if we read them, I mean, obviously they'll be in Arabic, but even if we read the translations in English, much of it would not mean a great deal to us. But if you're in possession of a jigsaw and you've completed two-thirds of it, there's going to be things that they found on the hard disks which will, that piece fits here now. We didn't realize that the next bit of that picture said X. And I think that's where it comes into play, that this intelligence is a jigsaw puzzle, and I think they've just found an awful lot of pieces of the picture.